Hey guys, welcome to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. We have a very special show tonight because Frangui quit and now it's just my show. So we're going to have a topic this evening. The number is 201-209-9368. I'm sorry, I'm sure some of you are disappointed that she's not here anymore, but I kind of think it's like a Christmas miracle, don't you? You can join our comments community at WFMU.org. And again, the phone number is 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. I'm wondering if I'm allowed to keep the name since she's not here anymore. And she kind of thought up the name. So maybe I'm not allowed to keep the name. But she just left in such a huff. And really left me with no choice but to take it over myself. So, let's get the show on the road. 201-209-9368. Again, you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. You can join our comments community at WFMU.org. I hope she's not listening right now because she's going to be really mad at me, and I wouldn't be surprised if she beat me up after the show. Do you guys think she's going to beat me up after the show? The topic tonight is, what would you name your petting zoo? It's not as much fun without her. I kind of miss her. 201-209-9368. She just told me that she wasn't going to... What are you doing here?
Enough of this!
What are you doing?
This is my show!
What are you doing here? You...
Something shy, I just had to go get my phone.
Yeah, she didn't really quit. It was scary without you.
Did you, like, not know what to say?
Oh, wait.
Oh my god, my mic wasn't even on. Did you not know what to say without me?
Well, it was confusing, but I announced one topic.
What?
What would you name your pet cemetery?
Oh, that wasn't the topic.
What was it? See, you can't
petting
quit.
Zoo.
What would you name your petting
You're
zoo?
Nothing without me.
Actually, tonight we have a fun show because we have...
So tonight we're doing like... Actually, Ken gave us this idea. We're doing...
Best, worst topics.
End of the year roundup of the topics on our rejected list. We have a running list of topics, right? Where every time we have an idea, we put it on there. So there's probably hundreds on there.
Thousands.
And they suck.
We have thousands of bad ideas.
I mean, maybe they're good, but they probably suck, and that's why we haven't done them. So we're going to pick a few, I guess, tonight.
Testing ground? A-B testing?
And try them out. And Ken said, I'm sure you'll find a good one. Okay, so which one are we doing first?
Well, I already announced the petting zoo one, so do you want to start with
that? Oh, yeah, petting zoo. What would you name your petting zoo?
Yeah, that's weird. 201-209-9368.
And that's why it's on the reject list. We need to thank Rooster.
Oh, thank you, Rooster.
He sent us new headphones and I can hear everything crystal clear.
Is it nice?
Can you hear me?
They looked fancy. Thank you, Rooster. Are we off the hook or what? Where was your phone? What are you writing?
I almost wrote the phone number down wrong.
I announced it wrong.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 201-209-9368. It's 6:12 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
This is our last show until January.
January what?
First week of January.
Week one.
Week one.
Q1.
January week one. It's actually Q4. Q1 is February.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's not what...
That's the calendar we go by.
Someone else thinks.
Who's someone else?
I can't announce it on the air.
Oh. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It said Q1 on the...
That's not Q1.
P.O.
No. 201-209-9368. What would you name your petting zoo? We're going to do this for 5 minutes, and then we're swapping it to another rejected topic.
Best worst.
You got the phones down?
I got the phones down.
As always, favorite calls win t-shirts, and I guess maybe tonight I'll have more than one, I guess. We'll find out what happens.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be so exciting.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
I don't need to be PC. That's what my mom says every time she says something racist.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot. I'm so sick of being PC. I'm like, Mom, it's just being a decent human being.
Sometimes it's not fun to be PC.
I know it's not fun, but she, like, it's, like,
you can
whatever.
Tell a racist joke and not be racist.
Yes, she is racist. She's not telling a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, her racism is not funny.
It's not funny. All right, hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing?
So what would you name your petting?
No.
Why'd you bleep it?
You can't say that.
He's talking about his petting zoo.
Why can't I say that?
Okay, don't say it again. I'm going to say the abridged version. His petting zoo has chickens, and he's calling it Rub My Cock.
That was just as bad.
No, it wasn't. I didn't finish.
That was almost worse because it was like you had it in your mouth.
What? What?
Good point, Michelle. And maybe I do. Nothing.
What?
I wanted to open a go-go bar and call it the petting zoo.
A what?
He wanted to open a go-go bar and call it the petting zoo.
That's idiotic.
That's off topic.
The other one was better.
Yeah, your other one was better.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
Happy New Year.
I hung up on him because he was trying to keep going with his stupid perverted jokes.
He might have had a better perverted joke.
I know,
joke.
But, like, if you're going to make a perverted joke, you save the good one. Like, just say it once. Like, you can't say 4 perverted jokes in a row because they lose. Like, it's not funny anymore.
I don't know. Sometimes it's funny.
Oh. It's like quantity, not wait, what?
No.
Quality, not quantity.
What?
Jordan on the comments board says, retail has a different Q4 than most of the rest of the world. Thanks, Jordan. We were strictly talking about retail.
That, it was just, Jordan, he or she was just trying to help. That wasn't, I don't think that was rude.
Yeah, it was.
201-209-9.
Everybody's making really stupid, perverted petting jokes.
Like what?
Stroke me.
I think they're funny.
Heavy petting zoo. Yeah, that's a shocker.
Still funny.
See, this is why we didn't do the topic.
I'm getting a giggle out of it.
Yeah, but for an hour, we would die.
No, for an hour, no.
Hi, you're on the radio. What would you name your petting zoo?
Doolittle's Ark.
What?
What?
Like Dr. Doolittle. Doolittle's Ark. Like Noah's Ark and Dr. Doolittle. It's as wholesome as you can get. I had to follow up that other one. Right?
All right. Yeah,
that was nice of you.
Park. How about that?
All right. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay.
Have a good one.
201-209-9368. Tonight's show is a plethora of bad topics. From,
I love the word plethora so much.
From our rejected list.
Myriad is another one you could use tonight.
Oh, thank you. Let me write that down. The current one we are on is what would you name your petting zoo?
We've got about 3 more minutes for it.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime.
Hi. It's an eternity.
My petting zoo would be called Relax. It'd be all llamas, and it would have like 6 L's in the title.
That's okay.
I like the fact that this, like, doing these rejected topics kind of, like, makes you feel better that you never actually did the topic because you're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not
These
great.
Are exactly the calls we thought we were going to get.
I did think this would be better.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Maybe there's no way to win this show because since it's all bad topics, none of the calls are going to be good.
I don't know if someone can find a diamond in the rough of
bad
topics. I guess
that's what we need, yeah.
Are you going to the Glenn Jones X-Ray Burns holiday party?
Yes.
It's January 8th.
Of course I am.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm always at that party.
It's 12 o'clock on the 8th.
I'm just going to sleep here that night.
You could.
I know. I'll sleep in your office.
I found a Have a Good One pencil today in there.
Aw, that's so cute.
I
Were
kept
you like, aw?
It.
We must have more in there somewhere.
Not there in the basement. 201, 209.
Oh, we got pushed down to the basement?
Everyone gets pushed down to the basement. Oh, okay. It's not personal.
Okay, good. Good to know. Good to know. I didn't even know there was a basement.
201-209-9368. What would you name your petting zoo for one more minute? What are you doing for Thanksgiving or for New Year's?
Right now I'm in Miami, but I might come here. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie Michelle. Love the show.
Thank you.
I would name my petting zoo the 600-pound elephant in the room.
Would it actually be one?
I guess, yeah. I could probably get a 600-pound elephant.
You could...
I just like that expression.
Yeah, I got you. That's a good one.
That's not bad.
All right, have a nice night.
Okay, plethora. Good night.
Myriad. Samoan Nick on the comments board, which you can find by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link, says his petting zoo would be called Knee Deep in Sheep. Come on, that's kind of funny.
That's cute. I like that one.
Okay, do we switch it now?
Yeah.
All right. The next topic, we'll still take calls for the first one, but the next topic is... Give me a drum roll. What's your safe word? Call us
or
at 201-209-9368. You're listening to the Shut Up Weirdo End of the Year Myriad of Topics show. That wasn't right.
What's your safe word?
Stop.
Oh.
I like to keep it simple.
Smart.
Thank you. Or sometimes it's ill.
That one works.
Hi.
Oh.
What's yours?
Mine's a phrase.
Yeah, what is it?
I love you.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
That always makes them stop.
It always makes me laugh.
My safe word is I love you.
Dale says his safe word is petting zoo. I love it when we have
a
show
a
with
call
multiple
back.
Topics and someone calls in with an answer that connects them all.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the winner
tonight. The callback.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, my safe word would be Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah, but it's so long, like you're dead before you even get it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the point.
Oh, my God, that is dark.
That is so dark.
It's alliterative.
Yeah.
All right, pal.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
What?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
They should make a movie about autoerotic asphyxiation that stars Ben Affleck and Kirsten Wiig.
Had to get that one in there before the new year, huh? How do you feel? Good? Good about yourself?
I was so proud I couldn't even look you in the eye. Hi, you're on the radio.
My safe word is ay, 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 ay.
Good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
My safe word is ouch.
Genius. Have a good one.
That wasn't very good.
Listen, we didn't think about the fact that doing a bunch of reject topics in a row means we're going to have a bad show.
No. I don't think we're going to have a bad show because it's too exciting.
All right, time to change it, I think.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Which one should we do now?
You choose.
But it's so hard. There's so many bad ones. Mm, 201-209-9368. One of the topics on here is the small talk show. We only have small talk.
I don't want that.
That one's too bad? Is that one too bad
that
for the bad?
That makes me very upset.
Why?
Because I like big talk.
What's big talk?
Big talk is like big talk. about important things.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I got a safe word. Okay, you guys ready for it?
Yeah. Why?
I thought it was a bad word.
There's a reference in here for anybody who might get it. I cracked up one day, like, split my sides laughing. It's an episode of Portlandia where where they go through a whole skit with that. And if I actually ever used it in a situation, it would be really funny. And it would probably end anything that was going on at the time.
I don't think Portlandia is funny.
It's not always, but this one cracked me up. It was like...
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
What color is your aura? Call us.
Purple.
201-209-9368.
What color is your aura?
Green?
Meh.
Like money.
Violet.
One
and
time,
black.
I was on South Beach. Some guy came over and started flirting with us. And he was like, I like your eyes. And I'm like, thanks. And he goes, you know why? And I'm like, why? And he goes, because they're green. Like money.
Did you sleep with him?
No, we laughed in his face, and then we told him to go away.
We never got one of those milkshakes that guy was talking about last week.
I just gave him a beach.
That was nice of you.
Thanks.
A handy.
So he could see my eyes the whole time.
Men love that.
Gross.
What's the topic again?
What's your favorite
sexual position?
Everyone will just say reverse cowgirl for the win, right?
It's not mine. You know what mine is? It's kind of sad.
Missionary.
I like to make love, Michelle.
I like lazy style. That's sort of like missionary.
No, you still gotta do a little missionary.
Mm.
You're like, I don't. You're like, no, you don't. I don't move.
I like pretending I'm a dead body.
Wait, that's my favorite game, but not during sex. It's more like dead Franny, and then I make my boyfriend take my clothes off and put my pajamas on me.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's the best game.
I'm already in my pajamas, so they just have to put me in other pajamas because I'm always in my goddamn pajamas.
You just
pajamas.
Swap PJs.
Or naked. I hate wearing clothes.
Should I answer a phone call?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. It's really hot in here.
It's nice.
Hey, yeah, just confirming, reverse cowgirl. Yeah.
Ew! Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hey, it's Rooster and Scott.
Hi, Rooster. Hi,
hey,
Scott.
Guys. Thanks for the gift.
Thank you so much. Ken was very excited.
It's important that I tell you. That this gift is from Scott.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
He initiated it. He shared the idea with me. I called Scott Williams. We talked about things, and I got back to Scott. But this is Scott's thing. He did this in honor of your birthday.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
very kind
the station.
Of you.
You know, the station appreciates it because everyone's going to use those headphones, not just Michelle and I.
I hope you like them.
Love them.
Love
Thank
them.
Thank you.
They are so fancy.
Station manager Ken tried to steal them for
he
his
did.
Office.
He was so excited.
That's good. Well, Scott says that he's really glad that you like him.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate it.
Wait, so what topic are we on right now, Michelle? What's your favorite sexual position, Rooster? But you gotta keep it clean. Keep it clean.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, that's the topic today.
Really?
Yeah, just effing pick one.
No one's gonna say standing up.
Missionary.
That means you're
a
lover.
It's a classic.
That means you're a romantic.
Is that what it means?
Okay.
I just made that up, but it seems like it, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because it's not like dirty sex. It's like making love.
There's a lot of ways to make love.
The back way? Is that your favorite one, Michelle? We shouldn't be talking about this. Are we going to get in trouble?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this.
Never mind. Okay, no, Rooster, thanks for calling. Right.
I'm celibate till I get a ring on my finger anyway.
I tried that.
Not a girl.
I lasted, like, a long time.
You did.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one. Thank you.
Hey, listen, one more thing before I leave. If you're going to talk about this, then there's something I do need to share, okay?
Okay.
And it's very simple. Men are wired the way they're wired so that there will be babies. Women are wired the way they're wired so that there will be families.
Rooster, are you saying you like to spread your seed?
All men do.
I like to spread mine.
Spread what? Man, listen, if I was a guy, I would impregnate everybody.
Oh, my God.
I would have, like, a million babies. I would just, like, that would be my life mission, just spreading my seed.
It'd be hard not to.
I mean, it would literally be all I do.
Well, no, that's crazy.
No, I'm telling you.
I would have one cool wife, and then I'd have, like, a bunch of mistresses.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
King Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
That's too many wives. That's 699 too many wives.
I would just, like, drive around and spread my seed.
But he fed them all, housed them all. Hey.
Good for him.
You got to provide.
Yeah.
I wish I was a boy.
Same.
I mean, I don't think I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, but I wish I was a man.
I would love to have a penis. Love it.
I'd love to be a man.
Oh, you can have as many as you want.
I'm going to watch my virtual reality porn tonight because it makes me feel like I have a penis.
Mm.
All right. Have a good one, Rooster.
Have a good one.
What's the next topic?
Let's get this call, and then we'll choose one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? I just want to say you guys are the best thing on the radio. I want to thank you very much for everything you guys do. You're great.
Thank you.
I just want to say missionary, I guess, is the best way to go. But
God, people love missionary.
It's a beautiful thing.
I don't have anything against it. I'm just surprised that many people said it.
I'm surprised dudes aren't calling in for the back.
You guys don't want a penis. The thing just gets in the way. Believe me.
I'm down with that. So do boobs.
It hangs there and swings around and does nothing but get in
the way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you again for being on every Friday. Like I said, stop whatever I'm doing. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Have a good one.
Happy holidays. Take care, girls.
You too. We have had some laughs this year.
I don't get this.
What?
Just Ted says, Frangry, if you were a man, you'd be on a plane to Jacksonville? What does that mean?
I don't know. Is there like a penitentiary there or something?
I don't know. Why would I be in the penitentiary?
I don't know.
Dale says, doggy style is the only style. Ooh, I want to hear some Snoop Dogg. Did you ever watch that Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart?
No, we were supposed to eat that gummy and watch all of them.
My brother wants me to bring the gummy to Nicaragua.
That's okay.
I don't have to, though. He probably won't remember.
I need something from Nicaragua.
Okay, send me a list.
Okay.
The Xanaxes?
No, something better.
The Klonopinos?
Something better.
I might not be able to get better, because I have my mom hawking on me.
But you know how much I love my Valium.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Maybe I'll send Juan to go get him when he goes to the gym.
Thank you.
Okay. How about if you could only choose one for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pizza.
Puke?
Oh.
Or diarrhea?
Wait, what?
Yeah. If you had to be
inflicted. I didn't see that on the list.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see the whole list. I'm only halfway down.
Okay, that's a good question. If you had...
Like, if... Okay. You're not going to have it every day, but you'd only have one or the other for the rest of your life. Like, you know, when you do get sick, you'll get only one of them. Puke or diarrhea?
I don't think very many people will pick puke.
201-209-9368. Shut up, weirdo, with the hard-hitting questions tonight.
I don't even hate puking, and I still would pick the other one.
I guess...
Some people really hate puking.
I would pick the other one, too. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the radio? Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, a question about the carrots, if I like carrots.
Yeah, the next question is going to be, what time zone are you in?
About Mel Brooks. Not Mel Brooks, Mel Blanc. Now, Mel Blanc, when he did Bugs Bunny, he would be chewing on celery. And actually, the thought of it, you know, just made me think about the idea that we're all led to believe something else and something else is going on. So.
Cool, bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
I like that guy.
I didn't.
Right.
So, would you rather have puke or diarrhea?
Oh, puke for sure.
Really?
Really? That's so weird.
Yeah.
I didn't think anyone would pick puke.
Nobody's going to pick puke.
It'd be a good change of pace, you know?
That is so weird that you chose that.
Puking hurts.
Puking is the worst.
There's people who... Stage manager Ken hates to puke. Like, hates to puke, right?
I don't know.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. He's got a funny laugh.
It's the guy. What's your name, guy?
Thank you. What's this funny
guy?
Laugh
what are you
got?
Guys doing?
You, what are you laughing? Making me laugh harder. Are you stoned?
What is that laugh?
I guess I'm pretty stoned. So.
Are you like in a car with a bunch of bros? Are you like broing out hard right now?
Are you hotboxing?
Yeah.
You are hotboxing?
God, I haven't hotboxed in 20 years.
Does this guy, can he speak for himself? He's just like listening.
Are you just hanging out with your pals?
Yeah, you're dumb. He wasn't listening.
No, he was trying to get advice from his friends on how to be funny.
He was either trying to get advice from his friends or he was trying to hear himself on the radio. And nothing is more infuriating.
It's hard not to do it.
I know, but you can just go back and listen to it later.
It's really hard not to do it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Let's change the topic.
If I had a petting zoo,
do we have one?
I would call it Dazzle Fever, because a group of zebras is called a dazzle, and a group of stingrays is called a fever. So it would only be zebras and stingrays.
Nobody would go to that petting zoo.
A group of crows is called a murder.
Yeah, I know, Michelle. Everyone knows that, Michelle.
I know, but isn't it good?
Michelle gave me a birthday present today, and of course it had black tissue paper. Okay, thanks for calling. Have a good one. What sexual position do you prefer, though? Oh. Okay, bye.
No one's going to say standing.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Doggy style is a great name for a petting zoo. Oh. You know?
Who is this?
This is Know-It-All.
Know-It-All. You're on the list.
Mansplainer.
Doggy style petting zoo. Come if you dare.
All right, you're on the All right.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Love it when they do that.
Call back.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. Hello? This is the part where you answer whatever question you're calling in for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I just want to say puking hands down.
Really?
That's just a lot. It's just not as messy the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
Like it's just out and you're done?
But you have like weird breath.
I mean,
like,
I understand the like reflux would be bad, but you know, you're just kind of over with it.
Yeah, but then you'll
it
have
hurts
like
your throat and your breath.
Your teeth will rot.
You'll have bad breath.
That's why you brush your teeth after.
And literally nothing is worse than nausea.
Well, but you'd also have nausea if you're going to have diarrhea as well.
No.
It's different. I don't know what I would choose. I would rather puke in public than
diarrhea
in public.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's like a no-brainer, I feel.
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
All right, have a nice day.
Okay, next one. Let's see.
What do you got? What do you got on that list of winners?
Let's see. Oh my god, these are so bad.
Really? What else? What else?
They're so bad, I don't even want to say them out loud.
They're good bad. They're good bad for 4 minutes.
weird bedtime rituals? Like, why is that on here? Public restroom stories? We actually did that, so let me delete it.
What was the one about?
Oh, wait, no, this one's genius.
If it's, I don't want anything Kardashian.
It's not Kardashian. What the hell's wrong with you?
You had Kardashian stuff on your list.
This is genius. What's the best credit card number in the world? And people just call in with credit card numbers. Okay, I can't believe that's even on here.
What the hell is that?
I'm telling you, this is the reject list for a reason.
But those are rejects I've never even heard before.
What about dog accents? Like, a Dachshund would speak like this, and a bulldog would speak like this.
That's good.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
No, but then people are going to call in with bad accents. We don't want to hear that.
Voices are never fun.
No, bad.
But it would be so embarrassing.
Which cartoon character would be your best friend?
Which cartoon character would be your best friend?
Daria. What have you defaced? What's your Real Housewives opening line? What flower would you be?
Orchid.
What pasta noodle would you be?
Shell.
Tortellini.
Shell holds a lot of cheese.
You do got a lot of cheese. What's your pan? These are so bad. What Greek god are you in line? The whole show is going to be me reading this awful list. 201-209-9368. Just call us. I mean, these are so bad.
Now pick one we can do for 4 minutes.
What's in your pinata?
What?
I don't know. It's on
these
the list.
No, these weren't approved.
That's why they're on the reject list.
But we had an approved bad word.
We only had three and we already did them all.
Go back to the beginning.
We did them all.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio?
Yeah, what's the question?
We don't...
I just walked in, so I didn't hear anything.
There's so many topics.
If you were a genie in a bottle, what would the inside of the bottle be like?
I gotta stop pressing. Can you just do that one more time?
If you were a genie inside of a bottle, like you lived in a bottle because you were a genie, right? What would the inside of the bottle be like?
It would be like my favorite like football team and like just like hamburgers everywhere.
Hamburgers everywhere?
What? It is the weirdest answer.
Hamburgers. Everyone has hamburgers, right? Unless you're vegan, then you can like,
you think,
a veggie burger.
Wait, your favorite football team? Like, the whole team?
Memorabilia?
Would, like, they'd be hanging
the team?
Out?
Memorabilia everywhere on
but
the walls.
Would the team be there?
Eating hamburgers?
Yeah, like, I'll be, like, stuffing down my hamburgers, like, every second.
All right.
I'm a genie. I can wish my...
Hi, you're on the radio, because I want to see why we have a full board, because I'm dying to know what they're calling to answer. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, so if I was a genie, was the question?
Mm-hmm.
If you were a genie in a bottle, what would the inside of the bottle look like?
What would the inside look like?
Yeah, like, what are your surroundings as you're living in this bottle, and you only come out to grant wishes? So, basically, the question is, what's your, like, ideal home?
I have a lot of aquamarine tile, some nice plants.
Be cold.
Plants, that's good.
Maybe pet iguana. But obviously, like mushrooms, maybe, because you can't have things that need light. Probably have a lot of alcohol and drugs as well, half the time.
That's
and,
a pretty good answer.
Lady friends over.
I'll be there.
You'll have friends over in your bottle?
Yeah, lady friends. Michelle, you're welcome to come.
Thank you.
It's really not very nice in there. I'm trying to save up for a better place.
Only if you give her drugs.
And hamburgers.
Cool. Yeah. Drugs, yeah.
All right. Yes. What's your name?
Simon.
All right,
I
Simon.
Love the name Simon. Did you know that about me?
No, I didn't know that
I
about
love
you.
That name.
You love everything, Michelle. That's what's so lovely about you.
That's absolutely untrue.
Yeah, that's so untrue.
But you love all the good things.
Thank you.
I mean, love, when I say everything, I mean only like the good things in life.
Right. Only the things worth loving.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
Did you get nervous, Michelle?
A little bit.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
He's cute.
Hi, I'm calling to answer the questions for Frangery and Michelle.
That's us.
Yeah, you're on the air, pal.
No call screener here.
Bring it or I'm hanging up. Okay.
I have three answers, okay?
Okay.
Okay, definitely puking because you can do it anywhere, rinse your mouth, and you're cool.
What else you got?
If I was a genie in a lamp, I'd be like in some luxury tent from Arabian Nights.
All right, what else you got?
As far as the position, long story short, I'm really sick. It's really hard for me to move. And what this has meant is that my gal and I have gone into a deep dive on She's on Top. And I never thought I would do that so much, and it's kind of amazing.
Why did you never think you would do that so much?
Because there's so many other things to do.
Hmm. It's not that many, is there?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's like seven. Right?
With variations, I suppose. Yeah. All right, have a good one.
That was weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
His gal, he said.
You're my gal. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Which one do I have?
Whichever one you want.
The bottle?
Yeah, whatever you want, pal.
Take whatever you want.
How about looking out over the Gulf of Mexico while I'm sitting in a hot tub in Jamaica?
I don't think the lamps have windows.
It's a nice place. It's great.
Yeah, why is it a lamp? I thought it was a bottle.
Oh, sorry. I don't think the bottles have windows.
The last guy had the lamp. I was in a bottle.
Yeah, the last guy did. That's why.
He did say lamp.
That's where it came from. All right, have a good one. I don't care. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I think what a lot of people are overlooking is that if you barf, it just tears up the bile, tears up your throat. And unfortunately, I've had infectious dysentery. I would much rather have that than be barfing constantly.
Okay.
Hope that makes sense.
Logic.
That's logical.
Logical. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
What?
Logic.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi,
hey,
just
Ted.
Ted. Thanks.
Hey. Thanks for what? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Thanks for what?
The tickets.
Oh, well, you already thanked me for that. But,
oh, right. Okay.
How was it?
Great.
Okay. So I guess which one? All right. So
wasn't it great, Michelle?
It was amazing.
I'll answer second. I'm gonna go standing.
Standing.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You're lying.
For leverage.
No one likes standing.
No, you're so full of it, dude.
You're too old to like standing. No one our age likes standing.
Stop trying to kiss up to Michelle.
I don't want standing.
Not at all. I'm serious. You get a lot of better leverage.
But a girl doesn't have to stand. The guy can just like pick her up.
No. You're no.
I like that.
The other way
for
around.
Like a second.
Yeah, and not like, for more than a minute.
Pick me up, throw me against the wall, then take me to a bed. Please.
Yeah, I can't
or a floor.
Sustain this.
Like I don't
want to
stand
hurts.
Up for that long.
Yeah, I'm like falling. Yeah,
the wall helps,
yeah,
but not
exactly.
At this age.
I'm down with the wall.
You're
well,
not,
for a couple minutes.
You know what? I'm saying standing guard.
Okay. Goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Okay. This show
first
is a mess.
Hot mess.
What?
Did you say I'm on the radio?
Step out of your bottle to make the call.
Stepping out of the bottle. No, I'm on a cell phone. Speakerphone.
It's terrible.
Okay.
A speakerphone.
Well, that's problem number one.
There it goes. A couple things.
I'm hanging up because we can't hear you.
Please take you. Please no speaker. Please no speakerphone.
It's like calling a radio show 101. You turn your radio down. You definitely don't use speakerphone.
I mean, I guess if you're driving, you think you have to use speakerphone, but don't use speakerphone.
Use the headset thing.
I'm a fan of the landline.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ask me a question.
No.
Why not? That's why I called.
That's not how it works.
Okay, well, I'd like to answer the question about the diarrhea or puking.
Okay.
I definitely choose diarrhea because that's just way easier to deal with. It's kind of a no-brainer. Well, okay, you could do puking to, like, get out of conversations and stuff.
You could use either of them to get out of conversations.
You can't use diarrhea to get out of conversations.
Yeah, you can. You can be like, sorry, I gotta go to the bathroom. I just used it. See? I just used it to get out of a conversation.
I actually do have to use the restroom.
Do you have to go diarrhea?
No.
I don't think we can even say it.
I wish you would stop saying it, because I personally don't even like that word.
Well, I'm sorry to offend you.
You have.
Hi, you're on the radio.
No, I'm not.
Oh! Okay, we're finding a new one. What's your favorite candy?
Does chocolates count?
Sure.
Frozen Twix.
I do frozen peanut M&Ms.
I love M&Ms.
What?
You already made fun of me about this.
Mm. You also love Kirsten Wiig.
I do love Kirsten Wiig. She's hilarious.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I was listening live, so I was confused. Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
All right, so for the genie bottle, so as to best grant all the wishes, have a Russian doll of other genie bottles. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. Great idea.
Hell Heady. Yeah, Michelle.
That then, wasn't even me.
Wait, what? Sorry, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, that was me.
That was Frangry.
Whoa, you guys listen. You guys sound so different over the phone.
Really?
No, we don't.
Yeah, well, my phone might be...
No, we don't.
...wonky. May I answer another topic?
Sure.
Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you. So, sorry, I'm getting too anxious. Have a great night.
Whoa, you're awesome.
Wait, for real?
I love him.
No, don't hang up.
Please don't go.
For some reason, my phone sounds all wonky.
You're a nervous wreck. You need to calm down.
What's that?
Calm down.
All right. Okay, so with Aura, it's probably usually like what you most like to wear or your eye color, right?
What? Where'd you get that from?
Well, because Frangry said that... Her aura is green, and her eyes are green like money.
Correct.
And my eyes are green with, like, orange, yellowish, like, dancing flecks. So that's sort of my aura with, like, some gray in it.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling. I like that guy. He had a pile of anxiety.
He's like, I gotta go. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yo, how did you guys get a radio station?
We don't have a radio station.
How are you on the radio then?
We have a radio show on a radio station.
Yeah, how'd you get that?
What do you mean?
I just want to know who gave like two sorority sisters like a radio show.
Listen, you've never been so far off judging someone in your
life. Seriously.
I mean, I'm just judging from, like, voices.
Sorority sisters,
absolutely not.
Like, we're, like, 40, number one.
You're 40? All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, Kai, answer your question.
You still want to play, even though you called to insult us?
You
want to
insult us and then play the game, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about a big ol' F you?
How dare he?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's your topic tonight?
I don't have time for that. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
So my favorite sex position is the one where the girl is standing and then you're like carrying the guy.
My favorite one is the one where it's just me in my bed alone and then I can go to sleep.
Yo, same.
After you eat the pizza.
Amen, sisters. Amen.
What did you say?
I said amen.
Amen. Word. Sometimes you have those days you just want to lay down in bed alone.
It's like every day. All right, have a good one.
Every morning, anyway.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So my favorite position is the golden worm.
Okay, goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio. We're not accepting that topic anymore.
Absolutely not.
So,
what's going on, my ladies?
Hi, Johnny.
How you ladies doing today?
We're good, Johnny. How are you?
Got a big sorority party after this.
Yeah,
we're excited.
We're going to die Delta Phi. I just made that up. That definitely was not right.
I don't
die?
Know. How the hell would I know?
Delta Phi might have been right, but
something.
Well, I don't have any answers to the topic today, but I just want to say happy birthday, Brian Green. Hope you guys have a good holiday.
Thanks. Have a good one.
See you next year.
See you next
year. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, is this a better connection?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the question should be, which cartoon character would you have sex with?
That's on my list.
What's your answer?
It's not on your list. We'll put it on your list. Good question.
Jessica Rabbit.
No. Which would you have sex with? Not which would most guys have sex with.
Billy Jam.
Billy Jam is a mess.
Say again?
He just came in here and made so much noise, and then his phone rang.
Then he ran out.
Oh, you could hear us. I don't know. I'm not listening to you. I broke the phone.
Why?
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good. Okay, I'd like to answer the puke or diarrhea question.
Ugh, all right.
Okay, yeah, I would much rather puke than diarrhea. And
okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a safe word for you guys.
What is it?
Rorty girl.
By the way, I hate you! I hate you! I hate you!
No, you don't.
Oh, it's glorious. That's how I feel about them.
That hurt my feelings a little.
The guy saying he hates us or the guy before?
I don't know. Not really.
Does it really hurt your feelings?
Not really.
Oh my god, he scared me.
Sorry, he scared me and excited me.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is,
the night of a million topics. What's the next topic? We have 9 more minutes.
What's your password?
Whoa.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Jesus! Hi, you're on the radio. God damn it.
Hi, I was going to ask you questions, or 4 questions. I was going to ask what type of fruit you choose to insult someone with. Personally, I choose, like, a kumquat. So, like, I'd call someone, you're like, a
what?
I've had it. Hi, you're on the radio. This is
what
we get.
I want to answer that guy's question about, what character to have sex with, what cartoon character to have sex with. And I think I choose SpongeBob.
Why?
Because he has so many holes. All right, goodbye.
We tried so hard not to laugh, but that was good.
I'm embarrassed. I thought that was funny. It is funny.
I quit the show.
You have 2 weeks off.
Wait, so did you really pretend like I quit?
Yeah, but it wasn't funny.
What'd you say? Someone texted me and was like, are you okay?
That you quit and you didn't show up, and that I was wondering if you're going to beat me up after the show for doing it without you.
When I went down to get my phone, or up to get my phone, they were like, I was like, I quit. F her, I hate her. And Bryce was like, wait, what? For real? I was like, I'm leaving. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
What's your name, pal?
No.
Your name is No? That's my name, too. This person is totally, like, talking on the radio and then, like, are you bleeping everyone?
That was a bad word.
What did he say? No, he didn't. Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a little boy, I think. 201-209-9368.
He should be doing his homework or something.
No, it's Friday. He should not.
Well, I don't know. He should be sleeping. He sounded like he was 7.
He shouldn't be sleeping at 7 o'clock. Get your head...
I'm going to put my kids to sleep at 7
o'clock.
Please
take your forehead off the microphone.
Don't tell me how to behave.
That's just not right.
I'm just resting.
No, you can hear it.
Oh, sorry.
And it's gross. You're going to get so much zits from doing that.
On my forehead?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm good. I don't get zits there. I get them here. Hi, you're on the radio.
You rocked your phone in Miami Beach.
Oh my God, what is happening?
I don't understand. Are people being reckless because it's the end of the year?
Tonight's topic is tell us about your theme park. 201-209-9368. What's in your theme park? What's the theme?
5 minutes left.
Call us. Our favorite call wins a free t-shirt.
It's the last show of 2016.
201-209-9368.
I think 2017 is really going to be our year.
Tell us about your theme park. Up next is... Billy Jam.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, Franger? How you doing, Michelle?
Hey, pal.
Hey.
So, I think I caught the last one. We're going for theme park ideas.
Yeah, you did. Good job.
My theme park goes straight out to Michelle. It's a bunch of different beds, all sorts of different pillows, comforters, anything you can imagine. All different kinds of food next to the bed.
That sounds lovely.
What's it called? Pizza.
Sorry?
What's it called?
Yeah, does have to have a good name.
Let me guess.
Say bed and breakfast.
Food beds.
Because it could be anything. It could be any time of day.
Food bed.
Does sound delicious.
It is. It's just, I don't know, food bed paradise.
Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
People are crazy.
Oh, hi, it's station manager Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
What the hell's going on over there?
What do you mean? Nothing. We're just doing a hit radio show. You got a problem with it?
I think you're being trolled by like a party full of douchebags.
Oh, that's every show, Ken.
Yeah, we're used to that. We're ladies. This is like a regular Friday night.
Yeah, so I just like thought you needed a call to break up the douchebags.
Oh, are you the non-douchebag call?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to recognize.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we were confused.
We couldn't tell. We thought you were just part of the douchebag calls.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so which topic are you answering, Ken? What's your favorite sexual position?
Uh-oh. Oh, reverse cowgirl.
Ew! Not standing up?
What other topics are there?
The other topics are... if you could only got one ailment for the rest of your life and you had to choose between puke
He's
and diarrhea, which one would it be?
Oh, diarrhea.
And then the other topic was...
What's your safe word?
Yeah, what's your safe word?
Oh, let go.
Let go?
Yeah.
Okay, and then tell us about your theme park.
Well, I wanted to talk about Xanadu.
What's that?
The biggest theme park in the world. Now it's called American Dream. And it's gonna have indoor snowboarding, and it's only like 10 minutes from my house.
Is he on speed?
Yeah, Billy Jim, are you on speed?
Billy Jim, you seem less high and more speedy.
Sorry, we're not listening to you. Jim.
I was listening for a second.
Yeah, Billy Jim is speedy tonight.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
like,
he's on speed.
He's like scratching his head like a crazy person running around the room.
He has guests.
Maybe he just hasn't smoked the pot in
a while. He has guests.
I see.
Very important show coming up.
Got it. I'll let you go.
Where are you? Driving home?
Yeah, what are you doing, Ken? What are you wearing?
Huh?
What are you wearing? We need to know the weather. What are you wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing a coat.
You're wearing a coat. Oh, it must be cold out then.
Real feel. 7 degrees.
Bye, Ken.
Happy holidays, Ken.
Thanks for calling to save us from the douchebags. I think it worked.
Problem.
Bye, Ken.
Hi, you're on the radio.
This
last call.
All right, so favorite sex position?
Go.
Any, as long as it's with my boyfriend.
Oh, gross. That is so lame.
Love is stupid.
Love is for small people with small minds.
No. Oh, love is for tiny people with tiny lives.
Oh, same thing. Have a good one. Happy holidays, everybody.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Billy Jammy. He has some very special guests coming up, and we will see you in the new year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get your mother, please. Get your mother, please. Get your mother, please. Get your mother, please. Get your mother, please.
Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Is it true?
Googling.
Show's almost over.
I'm Googling.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello? Yes, are you still talking about
Jesus? I'm Googling.
Yeah, we are.
Screaming.
All right, goodbye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I dated a carrot once, and she was hit by a car.
All right, goodbye.
I'm Googling.
Party like there's no tomorrow. Party like there's no tomorrow.
All right, have a good one.
I feel like I'm 36.
You sound like you're 16.
Party like there's no tomorrow.
We gotta go.
I'm Googling.
Call back next week.
Party like there's no tomorrow.
We gotta go.
Party like there's no tomorrow.
Party like there's no tomorrow.
I'm Googling.
Party like there's no tomorrow. Party tomorrow. Party tomorrow. Party tomorrow. Party like there's no tomorrow. Party like there's no tomorrow. I'm Googling.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. He's got a funny laugh.
It's the guy. Name guy.
Who has this funny laugh?
What are you guys doing?
Are you stoned?
Get your mother, please. Get your mother, please. Get your mother. Get your mother. Get your mother.
Never.
Get your mother.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Crazy. I gotta try him. Have a good one here on the radio.
Are you serious?
I believe you.
What's your name?
Where'd you learn that?
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 Google.
Get your. Get your mother, please.
He is the worst. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Is it true?
I'm Googling.
The show's almost over.
I'm Googling.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello? Yes, are you still talking about
Jesus? I'm Googling.
Yeah, we are.
Screaming.
All right, goodbye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Party tomorrow.
All right, have a good one.
Googling.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, are you
Tell me don't fight the feeling. I'ma learn kung fu so I can't fight back those feelings.